Chasing Moonflower Dreams, Nurturing Magic in a Suburban Garden by Kathy Chapman. I embarked on my gardening adventure at the tender age of 19, armed with dreams and a burpee catalog that magically appeared in my mailbox. Little did I know that my quest for the elusive moonflower would become a tale of patience, persistence, and unexpected joy. In the fantasy garden of my dreams, adorned in a flowing dress, I envisioned moonflower vines gracefully opening their blossoms under the moonlight. The reality, however, involved comical encounters with seed-nicking mishaps, deer feasts, and thwarted vacation plans. With each attempt, my moonflowers teased me with vines and leaves but refused to bloom. From Pennsylvania to New York and through various homes, the moonflower eluded me. Even an indulgent husband in a carefully planned garden couldn't guarantee success. As the years passed and setbacks accumulated, hope flickered but refused to be extinguished. Moonflowers became a symbol of unattainable beauty, much like unreachable love. Yet just when I was ready to admit defeat, a resilient bud emerged, promising the fulfillment of my moonflower dreams. In the end, my suburban deck, adorned with plastic chairs and lacking a veranda, became the stage for my moonflower spectacle. The flowing dress was replaced by a cherished Penguins t-shirt, and the handsome Englishman was swapped for a cute and indulgent husband. Excitedly, I rushed inside to share the news with Ron, my partner in both love and gardening. Dialing his number, I exclaimed, "Ron, you won't believe it! The moonflowers are finally blooming on our deck!" His voice filled with laughter, Ron replied, "Well, it's about time. I thought those moonflowers were as elusive as a rare buried treasure. I'll be right there to witness the magic." As Ron joined me on the deck, we stood in awe, surrounded by the enchanting moonflowers under the moonlight. The fragrance filled the air as we marveled at the blossoms. Ron wrapped his arm around me, saying, "Who needs a veranda when we have this backyard paradise? Our own little moonlit haven." Playfully, I retorted, "And who needs buried treasure when the real treasure is blooming right here in our garden?" We both laughed, savoring the sweet victory of our gardening endeavor. And as we basked in the beauty of our unexpected garden triumph, we couldn't help but realize that sometimes the most enchanting dreams bloom in the company of those we love, even in the humblest of places. Join me in this whimsical journey of chasing moonflower dreams and discovering that indeed, the most magical moments unfold in unexpected spaces.